My name is Christine Gavin-Lathan, and I'm from Gulfport, Mississippi.
You know, at least I'm not in the cold. I'm not saying walk with us like we are babies, but give us intelligent information. I do not personally hold anybody accountable for my well-being. Now, there might be some people who've been sitting back, relaxing. I have not been one of them. I worked all my life to combat hopelessness.
I'm Yolanda Turner, and I live at the Radisson. Many people have not moved out because FEMA have not released monies to us. The culture is different. Here you have to have a resident, you have to have a job before you can get a place. So we don't have that. We've gone to job fairs, people are looking every day for jobs, nothing is coming available. Before the churches came in, we had absolutely no way of getting around. We had absolutely no clue. They just told us on the phone, you take the J train, you take the A train, you take the subway, you take the Long Island Rail. It was like, what are you talking about? What are those things? So the money FEMA sent us in the beginning, we used for survival. Churches stepped up and started bringing us food, or either they'll pick us up and have dinners at their churches. That's how we survive with eating. And then the Red Cross, because they put pressure on them, the pastors pressured them. We are still looking for the city to step in like every other state. We haven't had any time to grieve. Because moment to moment, we're being faced and hit with one bomb after the other. You talk about a hurricane, the aftermath, I feel, is worse.
Hi, my name is Dana Montana, and I'm from New Orleans. We were never looked at as being the most sophisticated, you know. They kind of looked at us as being country and being common, and it was very unfair. What I want them to know that not only me, but other evacuees have been extremely proactive in trying to gain their independence. But I want them to realize that it's not just about getting a job. It's not just about finding a home or a house, which is very difficult for New Yorkers to do, by the way. We've only been here some 4, 5, 6 months. We want them to understand that what has happened to us has totally devastated us psychologically. Many evacuees witnessed some very horrific incidents. I mean, drownings, people dying needlessly. People being abandoned in a city with no police authority, with no medical help, with no authority at all. So there's some things you just can't, you can't put a deadline on. It's very difficult because, I mean, FEMA, they can't navigate their own system. You know, one of the biggest problems with FEMA has been misinformation. You may talk to FEMA one day and they may direct you to solve a problem in one way, and the very next day they're saying it's something totally different. I mean, we've had people come to the hotels and literally take the clothes off their backs. People who are not rich, by the way, but just want to lend a helping hand. We find that the New Yorkers have been warm-hearted and totally different from what we've heard. So we see, like, it's, New York has two different faces. You know, the politics is one thing and the people are another.